But here it is.
It's time now for the common man Dan Cole's apology segment.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
The segment where the common man apologizes to someone whose opinion or performance he's mocked and ridiculed.
So sorry.
I need to apologize to middle-aged Eldrick Tiger Woods. Not young Eldrick, but middle-aged Eldrick Tiger Woods. It was 13, 14 months ago, maybe even further back than that, where I would get the query, so Common, do you think Tiger will ever win a major again? And I would go, okay. He'll never make a cut in a major. He probably will never win a tournament again. He might not ever play golf again. And this coming from the guy who originally, when I would be asked that question, shortly after the Escalade incident, I said, he'll come back. He's too good.
Yeah.
I thought the biggest issues weren't health. I knew that was something. I thought most was upstairs from, because that whole incident was kind of embarrassing, right? I mean, to find out about the, you know, the waitresses at Perkins and, you know, the wife putting that the nine iron in the back and the Escalade and him saying he was going out to work out at 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I mean, all the late night talk shows and even sports talk shows, we had a field day with the guy.
And he had a great image up until
that
point.
And he had a great image up until that time. And I thought he'll eventually get over that and he'll come back. But the health issues apparently have prevented him from playing at the level that we were once accustomed to. And the reason I'm issuing the apology segment now, Tenneby, because, well, let's do it this way, Tenneby. I think we call this, hold on, I didn't even think about this until this now. Let's go to our, what do we call it? What's the name of this tournament?
This is the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas.
Let's go to our Hero World.
New Providence, Bahamas.
What's it called again? The Hero World. Let's go to our Hero World Challenge Championship leaderboard and go to our Hero World Challenge Championship Desk updater, Tenneby.
Yes, your leader right now is Tiger Woods. He shot a 3-under yesterday, a 369. He's through 9 today, 5-under 31 on the front 9. So overall, he is 8-under. That's one stroke in front of Charlie Hoffman and Tommy Fleetwood. Hoffman is 7-under through 8. Fleetwood 7-under through 5. Patrick Reed, Justin Thomas, both at 6-under.
I call him Chuck Hoffman because I got a great vibe with him. Tenneby, have you ever carded a 5-under 31 on a golf course?
No.
Neither have I, but I came oh so close. I don't like to, you know, when talking about sports topics or any topic for that matter, I don't usually like to, you know, include personal stories, talk about myself during these, but I'm gonna make this one exception. At the Wilds Golf Club 5-6 years ago, I'm standing over a 5-foot birdie putt on the 9th hole to go to 5-under. I would have shot a 5-under 31 in the front, and I wanted it so bad. I just gave up on it a little bit, and it did the old, and it was headed right at the cup, and then it just died out right and missed. So it was still a 32. I ended up shooting a 70.
I'd take a 32.
I was 38 on the back. But the best part of the story is, and this isn't in the book, so this is free for you. I was playing with two sales guys.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. Two sales guys who weren't, you know, who wanted to play golf at the comp. They wanted to touch the hem of the garment. They wanted to see if the club was my brush, the ball was my paint, the course was my canvas.
And neither of them work here anymore, so you probably could reveal the names now.
Yeah. Well, it was Darling and Lonnie. Yeah. And Lonnie was a really good athlete. He played minor league ball with Kansas City.
Yeah.
And the sales manager, who's no longer here either, the two guys weren't supposed to want to play golf. They wanted to play with me. So it was like, let's keep it quiet. You guys go out and pretend you're out on sales calls, right? And I can mention the sales manager's name then, too. It was Coleman. It was Todd Coleman.
I always loved that.
This is so good. So we're playing, and I'm brilliant. I mean, I'm in awe of myself.
Sure.
They're in awe of me, too. They can't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, we even discussed it at the time. They were going, as I was hitting my approach to the 9th green, I stood over and I stopped just before I hit the ball. And I looked at him, I said, how many people do you think are playing golf right now on the planet at this very moment? We figured, let's say, you know, across the world at, you know, it's probably 9 a.m., you know, Central Daylight Savings Time. How many people do you think, Tenneby? Just throw out a wild guess. Because it's night in a lot of places, and not everybody's playing on a weekday morning. And the pros hadn't been out to play yet. you know, maybe some pros were out early in their rounds somewhere wherever the tour stop was.
I'd say tens of thousands.
Yeah, so let's even say it's 100,000 people.
Okay.
Let's say a quarter of a million people playing golf.
Okay.
How many were four under through eight? I was
probably none of them.
So at that moment, I was the best player in the world. I was the best player in the world. So we get back to the radio station, and the two guys are in the sales manager's office. And I go in there, and they go, how'd it go today? I go, man, it was just outstanding. I started going through the round shot by shot.
Yeah.
I stop after, you know, about a minute of describing, and I go, you know, the way I'm describing this, I bet you guys feel like you were actually there.
I always love that one.
And Coleman has no idea these two are out there.
No idea. He has no idea. They're saying, well, it went pretty well on the call. He's going to look over the proposal, and we're going to set up another meeting. We might be able to sell him some advertising.
Brilliant.
That should have been in your book. That's a great story.
Oh, there's other.
You might have to write another book.
There are even better stories. I could write another book, and I will. I'm going to do an audio book. I'm basically thinking about becoming an author. Though, you know what I'm worried about?
Exhaustion.
Well, have you seen how Feinstein has aged? Or is it Feinstein?
Feinstein.
Feinstein. You've seen, he collapses in bed for 3 days. He can't even get out of bed. He's so exhausted. So I'm worried about exhaustion. I really am. Because this radio stuff's a breeze. Teddy, I mean, let's just say the season were to end this weekend. Let's say the Vikings beat Atlanta.
You want to stop the music? Sure. Thank you.
Let's say the Vikings were, my apologies to Tiger Woods. This would be fun. If Tiger Woods, I mean, again, there's only 18 players, right? It's a limited field, no cut. But there are, what is it, 8 of the top 10 ranked players in the world are there. So it's not like he's playing against, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts, Willie Get Up, and Dusty Trunks.
Patrick Reed, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Matt Kuchar, Henrik Stenson, Brooks Koepka.
I mean, that's a who's who of the best players in the world, and he's lead. Now, again, it's still early. It's still early. We're only at the half, not even at the halfway point yet. But I guarantee you, Tanneby, I don't know what golf's ratings have been since he's been gone. Not as good. We know that.
Yes.
If he continues to play like this and gets to Augusta and he's playing like that, and he's in the hunt in Augusta, the numbers will be through the roof.
Of course.
Get ready to nominate me for a preposterous statement. The numbers will eclipse any ratings for the Super Bowl ever. For any Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
I like saying preposterous things.